You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. We got a lot to break down. And tomorrow, we'll be doing the show up in Logan as Utah State will introduce their next head coach as they settle in on their hire and pull the trigger on the next head coach at Utah State.
Excited to talk to Joe Wetzel, and I'm imagining Joel's got a pretty good understanding and idea of all those things. So excited to catch up with him and paint a little better picture of what we're looking at here, Scotty.
Jared Calhoun takes over the reins, taking over Youngstown State 7 years ago. Took a lot of heavy lifting, but back-to-back 20-win seasons has earned him a spot in Logan as the new head coach.
That's crazy, and it's wild, and it's something that I hope that Utah State finds a way to solidify somebody that can be there for a while.
Yep.
I'd like to see somebody land and be there for at least 4 years, 5 years, maybe.
Well, Joel Wetzel, kind enough to join us, sports editor of the Vindicator and Tribune Chronicle, kind enough to join us. Joel, how are you?
What's up, Joel?
How's it going, guys? I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So I do the play-by-play for Utah State, so this dude's going to get stuck with me for a while. So what are we working – just tell us a little bit about Jared Calhoun, what he's like, and what Utah State fans can come to expect from him.
Well, as the play-by-play guy, you'll get along with him real well. He's always been very friendly with the media and with the team coverage. As far as on the court goes, a pretty exciting – brand of basketball. He really likes to give his players the freedom to make plays. A good example of that, his forward a couple years ago, Adrian Nelson, took as many threes as some of the guards. So a lot of good offense, a lot of exciting basketball.
What's his main frame of interest when you're talking about just his on-court play?
Yeah, I think it begins with solid guard play. When his teams were at their best, he had a really good point guard that could kind of run things and facilitate for others. Kind of fast paced. They like to attack and transition when given the chance. And then defensively, he'll throw mostly man to man at you, but he'll mix in some zone from time to time to throw teams off too.
Talk about recruiting. Everybody's got a type. What's his type? What's he looking for?
His type is the transfer portal. That is where he and his staff have really, really, really solidified themselves in Youngstown. In the last couple years, I think the entire starting fives were all transfers. And in the portal, he likes to target older guys, guys that have been winners at previous programs and are maybe looking for a new opportunity. But there's been a lot of turnover from roster to roster with him in the last couple years. But he's also managed to win with entirely new teams too.
Is this a guy that has big family, no family? Like what kind of life does he bring to Logan?
Yeah, he's got a wife and four kids. Really nice people. I've had the pleasure of meeting them a couple times. But, yeah, pretty good-sized family.
All right, Joel, so when you look at the evolution of Youngstown State, just kind of talk us through where that program was when he took it over and where he got it to, and just how impressive a feat was that?
Yeah, so for those without context of Youngstown State basketball, when he inherited the program, his predecessor had gone above 500, I think, twice in 12 years. And then it took Jared a couple years to get above that mark, but then he was above 500 in his final five seasons at Youngstown State. And then as far as postseasons go, a couple CIT appearances, and then the top he made was winning the Horizon League regular season title a couple years ago, and then they actually hosted Oklahoma State in the NIT. So good postseason runs, and as time went on, the program just kept getting better and better.
Talk to us about this most recent season, what he was able to put together in a 22-9 season, and your overall impression of how he wrapped things up at Youngstown State.
Yeah, I think last year, this most recent season was kind of like the year before, a lot of transfers, a lot of new faces, still able to put together a 20-win season. It was actually Youngstown State's first back-to-back 20-win campaigns in program history. So as far as his departure goes, certainly leaving on a high note and leaving it much better than how I found it.
So when you look at his staff, I know they promoted one of his assistants to become the new head coach there. Do you anticipate some of those guys will come with him? I know that a couple of the old Utah State staffers are vying to stay on, but kind of walk us through what you anticipate that's going to look like.
Yeah, so I don't have any great inside information to share. I would probably guess at least one or two guys do go with him, though. His staff's done a nice job here in Youngstown, and I would guess he'd want some continuity.
So Youngstown, Ohio, I would imagine, is pretty close-knit, and I'm sure that he had some influence there. I'm just curious what he brings to the community. What's he like in the community? How interactive is he? How personable is he? I know you kind of mentioned that coming in, but give us a little bit more in-depth of what type of personality he is, because my co-host here across the table from me, he's going to be interviewing him weekly and dealing with him on a pretty intimate basis for hopefully for years to come. But what's he like away from the basketball court?
Yeah, pretty outgoing guy. I mean, he's out in the community a fair amount. And then his teams have been very involved. I know, you know, some of the players have gone to local elementary schools and read the classes and encouraged things of that nature. I think he had a couple all-academic guys just this past season. So as good off the court as he was on the court, as far as I was concerned, and I'm sure you'll find it to be the same way.
So, Joel, could we consider you a believer in what Jared Calhoun is bringing to Logan?
Yeah, I am absolutely a believer in Jared Calhoun. I don't think you come to a place like Youngstown State and turn it around the way he did without knowing what you're doing.
Hmm. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out with us, and look forward to catching up with you again down the line sometime soon.
Thanks, Joel.
All right. Yep, thank you all.
Joel Wetzel, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, covers Youngstown State, senior editor of the Vindicator and the Tribune Chronicle.
Wife and four kids. Seems like he's pretty good with community. He did some great things with Youngstown State. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I can't find a year where they had single-digit losses. So, and they were 22-9 this season. I'm just going off of the records and what I see at Youngstown and how difficult it was and the program he took over, I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
The other thing that I might be a little bit optimistic on, Scotty, is this might be a hire. This isn't a high-profile hire by...
No, this wasn't the splashy hire, no.
But I have to imagine inside of that, you have to be able to work some guarantees to really get it in your favor. Because if I'm Diana Sabo, and if I listened to the voices that were in Logan before I arrived a year ago, I'm taking into account how volatile that position has been in Logan.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm talking with Jerry Bovee, and I'm talking with all the people that have all the intel that have been around for years. Bovee is an Aggie.
Yes.
And I'm listening to these guys, and I'm saying, okay, how do we settle this? Because it's so unsettled with the basketball. Now, they win, and they win a lot. And that's why it's kind of a coveted position. So how do we settle down for a while and maybe really marry somebody that feels good about us and we feel good about them, and they don't just leave us for the, you know, next blonde that walks in the bar? How do we do that? And I wonder if this Coach Calhoun from Youngstown State might have been a contract that's like, this is how we're going to do it. If you're willing to sign it, but you're going to be here a while.
Yeah.
Or it's going to get really expensive.
Or it's going to get super expensive.
It's going to be a lot more than $2.5 million.
Yeah, I mean, Danny Sprinkle, and that's a pretty sizable buyout. I mean, Danny Sprinkle and Washington, I'm sure Washington will pay it for him, but, you know, he had to pay $2.7 million. So that's a pretty hefty chunk of change right there.
But if you can put yourself in Jerry Calhoun's shoes, Utah State comes to you. They've had all this success. And they've had amazing success in the form that, according to Joel, in the form that you like to have success with, which is transfer portal.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that.
Yes.
So you're looking at it thinking, man, I can get those transfer portal kids in and we can win.
The other thing too.
In Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what you're going to have to do more often than not. And you may still have to do this year in terms of, you know, who's now Isaac Johnson just announced on the old Instagram that he's coming back. So Big Fish is coming back next season. So that's one key that you got coming back. Now you need to hear from Great Osabor. You need to hear from Mason Falslev. You need to hear from Ian Martinez. I mean, these are other guys that you'd be like, okay, now it's time for you guys to make your announcements that you're coming back. The other thing, too, that I think is also important in this is, and, you know, I probably should ask Joel about this, but there's, in reading up and doing some research on Jerry Calhoun, is that he was actively in the community raising money for the athletic department, going out and working with business leaders to help out in the collectives. And they actually had a fairly sizable amount of money going towards his players in that collective and in NIL, mostly due to the fact that he was the one out there, you know, working the streets and making it happen. So there you go.
Well, I'm excited to see what he can come in and do. And, you know, my hope is that Utah State can find somebody that wants to be there for a while. It's nice. It was nice hearing Coach Smith talk about Coach Odom, and it was nice seeing Coach Sprinkle bring another outright, well, I guess not even another, bring
the first,
an outright Mountain West Conference championship to Utah State. But as Lloyd and I went up there and enjoyed the basketball festivities, the one thing that is very clear is Logan needs a good basketball program. That community loves it. That school loves it. They benefit from it. The students benefit from it. The student body, the interest, the perception, the visibility, it is all buoyed up by this basketball program. And you've got to make the right hire. And Jared Calhoun looks to be the right hire. But this is such a tough program to come into, man.
I mean, it's
great and it wins, but I also feel like there's some nuances. It's just, at least I would think, but it feels like everybody that's come in is one with it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a family guy like Craig Smith, Ryan Odom, who's an East Coast guy. You've got a single dude in Danny Sprinkle. I mean, honestly, if you were to line up the last batch of coaches at Utah State, all of them are very, very different.
Not a lot of similarities.
No. No, not at all.
The only similarity is that none of them are from Logan.
Yes. And all of them left. But yet all of them won.
All of them won.
And won at a pretty high level, too. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting vibe. You and I will be up there tomorrow. We'll have a chance to chat with him. We were close to getting him on today, but he's traveling. He's on a plane coming to Logan. Went back home, met with his former players and doing stuff, and then was heading back here. He was going to hop on us with it today, but we'll have him on the air tomorrow, so you'll be able to hear from him and get his thoughts and what he expects, and we can ask him, like, hey, you know, Aggie fans want to know if you're going to be here a while. Is that going to happen?
Anything that any clauses in the contract that ensures that. Some of the contract information will be interesting to me,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if we get any info on that either. I mean, eventually it'll come out. Utah State's a public school, so you can just pull a quick freedom of information and find out pretty quickly.
You're good at that, Scotty. Let me pull that information.
Yeah.
You're a wizard.
Took you all 2 days to do that on me once.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? 911 calls are public record.
Doesn't matter how bad a lemon I would like to fight that fact.
All right, 125, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Big T, Thurl Bailey is going to join us at 2:05. We'll have the good, the bad, the ugly coming up next right here on The Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Covers the Cougs for KSLSports.com, the one and only Mitch Harper. What's the biggest thing going on at the spring ball right now?
The big thing, honestly, continues to be the quarterback spot. I think that, you know, Retzlaff and Bohannon, they're the top two guys, but I'd say Retzlaff's the favorite to win the job. I haven't come away feeling like Bohannon's shown consistently the arm strength that would suggest that he should probably be the number one guy. If BYU wants to have explosive plays for the air, they don't want to be a dink and dunk offense like they were last year. You got to have the arm strength to make that happen. Retzlaff's arm's a little bit better than what I've seen in the past, but still it's a work in progress with that group. And I think BYU needs to hope that they have an elite ground attack. And with their running backs and the offensive line, they should be improved in that area, but it's kind of a wait and see until what we see in the fall.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
It is your good, it is your bad, it is your ugly, all brought to you by RGS Exteriors and Construction, Hands obsessed with quality results.
Before we jump into good, bad, and ugly, I just wanted to mention to you, I started a new TV series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the ITV, and it
The
ITV.
What's ITV?
It's like the iPhone or whatever.
Oh, that's Apple TV.
Or Apple TV.
Okay, I got you. All right. No. I'm sorry. Not making fun of you. I just didn't. Okay.
Well, I can't remember if it's the iPad or the whatever. But,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah. No, Lloyd. That was an honest mistake.
But not as much as you, you see. But I still love technology.
Always and forever.
Always and forever.
Anyways, it's one of those one of the many subscription services that
I've
everybody
heard of
has.
Yep.
This one is a shared service for me. So
thank you, Ryan.
That helps.
Man, you're the king of shared services.
This is not on Ryan, luckily. This is a different family member. But it's called Manhunt. And you know, I cannot get enough of Civil War history and really war history, Revolutionary War. Manhunt is a 7-part docuseries of John Wilkes Booth.
Okay.
So the assassination and then the hunt that ensued. And that, you know, one of the biggest problems with portraying Abraham Lincoln, I think that Daniel Day-Lewis screwed everybody because he was so amazing. I'm sure you've seen Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of my all-time favorite movies in all of movies history. Like, it's the best. And he is the best Lincoln that you could possibly ask for. So the Lincoln they have in this is a little bit weak. You're like, I don't know, man. It's just, it doesn't come across as good as Daniel Day-Lewis. But the John Wilkes Booth, fantastic. The Secretary of War, fantastic. The overall reconstruction of the time period, spectacular, like beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely stunning cinematography that was just great. All the wardrobe and all the recreation is just stunning. And yeah, I'm knees deep in it. I love it.
Wow. I took my boys to Godzilla versus King Kong. You know that I'm all about like frivolous, violent movies where things just explode and I don't need a storyline. That movie was just awful.
Was it bad?
It was horrible.
They keep trying to do those movies.
And like, I don't
this
need...
one wasn't black and white? Because
black and white was actually pretty good. I actually liked that one. But this one, holy smokes, it was bad. Like, it was really, really
the black and white one was better?
Oh, like, immensely better. I actually enjoyed the black and white one. This one was just like, hey, let's do a little, like, really crappy CGI of two big, you know, freaks, you know, just battling out in cityscapes and stuff, and that's it. Like, there's no storyline or anything like that.
Oh, by the way, King Kong is not really all that powerful, so you need to give him a fake arm.
Yeah, they gave him a fake arm.
What? Like Terminator's arm?
Yeah, he got frostbite on his arm. And so they had to replace it with another arm. No, it's 100% true. That's the storyline. Sorry, spoiler. King Kong almost loses his hand because of frostbite, so they attach this robotic arm to him.
You're being serious.
1,000%.
Did he have to collect insurance to pay off a gambling debt?
Yeah, he had Aflac, so it turned out all right, you know. I'm telling you, it was like, and the whole time I'm thinking, boy, part of me is like, I got to tell Hans this is a really good movie because I want you to experience this.
What'd the boys think?
Oh, my middle son thought it was trash, but Brody's like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
He loved it.
Oh, he loved every second of it. So if you're 12 and you're a dude, you'll love it. If you're a little bit older, it's like, and look, I just like to go to movies because I like to eat popcorn and I like to sit in a nice, comfortable chair with a drink and some popcorn and just zone out. Even that I could not enjoy because this movie was so bad.
That bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would definitely suggest Manhunt. What's crazy, I didn't realize the enormity of the conspiracy in that moment when they assassinated Lincoln, that they were going to take down Johnson, the vice president, that they were going to take out the Secretary of State.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah. They had plotted it out to essentially assassinate the whole cabinet, everybody. And they are theorizing that it was like a full broad assassination of even taking out Secretary of War and everything. It's really good, Scotty.
Well, I'll dial it up. All right, let's get to the good. Hey, never a bad day for Tony. He continues to play well.
Tony Finau finished second in the Texas Children's Houston Open, and just in time because, what are we, T-minus 2 weeks?
To the Masters, yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's all I care about. I just want to see Tony Finau geared up, confidence skyrocketing. We know his drive's incredible. Get his approach going. Improve his putting. And I want to see him win a green jacket.
Yep.
And he came in second and played incredible. He had a round of 62, Scotty.
Woo!
By the way, that's next week. Masters is next week.
Is that next
week? That's next week already.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
I know. I'm just like, wait, that feels off a little
bit. It's here, boys.
It's here. It is here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it can reignite my love for golf because my love for golf has just plummeted.
Really?
Oh. Golf has not been the same in the state of Utah since COVID.
I don't think the LIV Tour is going to allow this to come back for you.
Why? What?
Why is your love for it left? Is it just everything that's happening with it?
Yeah, it's what COVID did to the just the state of golf.
Oh, in general. Okay.
Yeah, it killed it to me. These stacked tee sheets and stacked boxes and stacked prices and it used to be fun. You know, you go out there get away from people, and now you got balls dropping on your back, and you got people that are pushing you, or people that are too slow, or 5.5 hour rounds.
Is that my ball? This is Johnny Hamchick.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Tony, great job, and looking forward to seeing what he does at Augusta.
Come on, that's a good sign, is it not?
That's a really, really, really good one.
Finishing second, and he feels comfortable with the Masters. What is this got to be like? Is what 10th Masters?
Yeah. Just don't rip up your ankle on the par three. Let's not do that again. All right, hands of Scotty. Those are good. Let's get to the bad.
Ladies.
Now the bad.
I'll tell you what, over the weekend, a ring from the Lakers, 2000 NBA title, gifted from Kobe Bryant to his father, Joe Jellybean Bryant, sold for $927,000. It was a 43-bid auction, the most ever paid for an NBA championship ring. The ring was originally consigned to Golden Auctions in 2013 by his parents for $173,000. For this weekend, the buyer consigned the ring, which then comes with a letter of authenticity, and again, just continues to rack up its value. But come on, man, really?
Well, what is the backstory? Do you guys know the backstory on why his dad originally sold it? Why did they originally, were they out of money?
Well,
were they broke?
There was a huge falling out between Kobe and his parents.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
And so, I don't remember the details on it, but it was ugly. And I think they went a good chunk of time without interacting. And I don't know how much that relationship repaired in the later years of Kobe's life, but a lot of it, I mean, it was a pretty ugly, you know.
With mom and dad?
Mom and dad and Kobe, yeah. Mostly
falling
dad,
out.
Though. Yeah, but a pretty bad falling out.
So at some point, he gifted him this championship ring, and he only gifted him one. It was only that 2000 NBA title ring. That's the only one he gave him. And they moved on it by 2013. But look at the value. It was $173,000 when they moved it, consigned it in 2013. This thing just sold for $927,000.
Jeez.
And who knows what it'll be in another 5 years or 10 years. I did look it up. The most expensive ever sold, all-time record for a paid championship ring, was actually Charlie Sheen, who bought Babe Ruth's 1927 World Series ring for $2.09 million. I'll bet that thing is worth $4 to $5 million now.
Yeah, that was a good investment on his part, I gotta imagine.
Would you ever invest in sports memorabilia?
If I knew that I'd get return on it, yeah. I mean, you just treat it like you would a stock or anything. You know, you're not buying it because you want to display it and you want to keep it. You're buying it because you want to hold on to it until that value goes up and then you flip it. So like real estate or stocks or whatever, I think that's the only way I'd look at it. I don't look at it as, wow, I want Babe Ruth's 1927 ring so I can hold it and have a piece of history. No, I'm like, no, I want to make some money on this.
Make some money on that.
Yeah.
Of course, when the athlete passes, it changes everything.
Yeah. Yep.
And that Kobe Bryant ring is priceless, to be honest with you. I miss him so bad. For one reason or the other, I miss Kobe Bryant more than I miss any other athlete that left us early.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. You'd think I'd care more about football and falling football, but
I'm just fascinated.
I miss his rationale. I miss his base and knowledge.
Yeah.
And his confidence and his leadership. You just miss it.
It would have been, I think it would have been very good for Kobe to be around over the last few years.
Very
for
good.
The league.
Yeah.
And there is nobody that's filling that role.
No.
And LeBron, when he retires, will not be able to fill that role.
Nope.
I just don't know who takes over that presence that everybody says, okay, well, Kobe said that. That's what we need to do. Like, just that innate leadership that he brought to the table. Like, it's not replaceable.
No, man. Everything about him is not replaceable. I'd have never, in a million years, I'd have never thought, you know, years after Kobe's passing, that I would just think about him. I read my kids' Kobe Bryant quotes. I play Kobe yeah. Bryant videos. You know, I made them sit through a couple of different Kobe Bryant documentaries. And then you sit there and you're like, but why? Was it about him as a person? No, it wasn't about him as a person. I'm sure that he had some tough background, but it was just him as a competitor. And
yeah.
Overall, the way he saw sport. He was incredible.
All right, there's your bad. Time to get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Well, the video on this is terrible. For those of you that haven't seen it, dash cam footage has been released on the car accident that involved Rashee Rice's car. So, Scotty, unless there's been breaking news, Lloyd, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but unless there's been breaking news, they have not confirmed that Rashee Rice was in one of the two vehicles that was involved in this big accident.
No.
But the thing that's disgusting is the Corvette that wrecked into the Lambo at the scene, one of the vehicles was registered to Rashee Rice. Now, a couple things about this. The dash cam footage that has now been released, it shows the Lambo and the Corvette racing down the freeway. They tried to pass on the lane that's, you know, the emergency lane.
Yeah.
And then they kind of went between, or they split this little Chevy car and hit into a minivan and spun out like six cars on the freeway. Luckily, nobody's dead.
Yeah.
But this is what disgusts me. This is what enrages me, like deep in my guts. Five men got out and left.
Left. Yep. And there's a reason why.
Five men, and their faces are out there.
Yeah.
Five men got out of the cars and left the scene. They didn't care if somebody was dead.
Nope.
Maimed. They didn't want to give reports, or they left. Now, the problem is one of those cars was Rashee Rice's car. Now, from what I understand, there's not an image of Rashee Rice that's like he was there.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you that don't know who Rashee Rice is, get out from under a rock, because he's one of the biggest things in all football right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how this thing's going to play out. I don't know if he was there. I don't know. But his car was there, and whoever was driving it did not want to stick around.
Nope.
And have to deal with any of the outcome. Could you imagine if you lent your car to somebody and they did this and left the scene?
Yeah, I'd be beyond upset.
And then how responsible should you be held for it, whether you were there or not? Because they will hold you. That's your car.
Yeah.
What's found in that car, like if they find weed or alcohol or an unregistered gun,
it's on you.
Or it's yours.
Yeah, it's on you.
They find cocaine or...
Now, here's the thing. When you're of that level of an athlete and you have that kind of legal services, then, you know, what's the old joke? Or who I can't remember. Who was it at the rookie symposium that said you got to have a guy that's going to take the fall for you?
That was Warren Sapp.
He's like, you got to have your dude, yeah. And he gets to enjoy all the benefits, but when the stuff hits the fan, he's the one going to jail.
Yeah, he takes the fall.
Yep.
He'll probably have something like that.
Yeah.
I just am curious to see if he was there. And if he was there, and then it's like, there's one reason that people are running. By the way, I'm hoping that our legal system can make sense of this and put in new law that if you run from an accident and you are caught, that you will somehow be judged more harshly than if you stayed
yeah.
and had weed or cocaine yep. or alcohol or unregistered weapon. Or I'm just hoping. It's like when In the NFL, Scotty, if you don't show up for a drug test, if you don't show up.
Yeah, it counts as positive.
It's positive.
Yeah.
And you can't appeal it. At least if you get a positive test, you can appeal it and go to, well, I want the B sample tested. If you miss, you're guilty. You're positive. That's it. And I wish that we had something in our legal system to keep these idiots from running from their drunk driving incidences or their hazardous speeding incidents or whatever it is that the reason that they decided to leave the scene. We got to do something that changes that.
148, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. By the way, it's Chris Carter that said that.
Oh, I thought it was...
And maybe Sapp. I think Sapp was in the conversation, but I think Carter was the one who... And I think Sapp was kind of laughing during the whole thing. But I think it was Chris Carter that was the one that was leading it, saying, hey, you got to get your guy. He's the guy that's going to have to fall for you. All right, Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Another edition of Whole World News coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
Jay Stevens, Utah Puck Report is a podcast you can go listen to yourself.
The writing is on the wall. I mean, there's a $1 billion just approved through legislation. I think the state sees it, the city sees it as an opportunity to kind of revitalize downtown Salt Lake City. So even the people that aren't hockey fans are on board. The NHL really seems to like Ryan Smith. So you just start putting all those pieces together and it just looks like it's inevitable. And that's how I see it. I see like this is something that's happened. This train's coming. You should get on board and enjoy it and then be able to say I was there from the beginning.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go! It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans, let's go to Mesquite, Texas. Well, actually, let's... we've all been to college, the three of us. We've all lived in apartment complexes, which means we've all dealt with tow trucks and guys that boot cars and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine you probably ran into a few back in the day.
Yep.
Heck, I deal with that here.
Double digit.
That's true. Yeah, you get sold out by people.
Double digit boots in my college career.
Let's go to Texas. A woman who is elderly. She's retired, living on a fixed income, living in an apartment. She's lived in this apartment complex for 15 years. She pays $15 a month for a designated parking spot. Okay, pays it every month. And she's been living there for 15 years. She's had the same car for the last 3 years. And when she got a new car, she put in her license plate information with the office and said, this is my new car. This is my license plate. They're like, all right, we got it. And for 3 years, she's been parking in the same spot. No big deal. Well, one morning, she gets out. Tuesday morning, here's her quote. Tuesday morning, I went out to my regular gym appointment. My car wasn't there. My first thought was my car stolen? My heart was pounding. I have health issues. But it turns out the car was not stolen. It was towed. And so she goes to her apartment manager about the car, and she said that she had made an error. She said, oh, when you entered in your license plate with us, there was one number off. So instead of like 7GX512, it was 7GX513 or something like that, one number off. And she goes, we let it slide for 3 years, but felt like now was the time to, we weren't quite sure, so we towed it. So here's an elderly woman who's been paying her $15 a month, one number off. Now she said, yes, I did make that mistake. And they said, nope. And she's like, well, is there anything you can do to retrieve my vehicle? She said, no, you put it in. That was your error, your mistake. There's nothing we can do. We can't show favoritism. If we do it for you, we have to do it for the whole apartment complex. And she's like, ma'am, I'm not looking for favoritism. You knew that was my car. I've been parking there for 3 years with that exact car, with that exact license plate. And now you decide to tow it? She goes, I think it's unfair. I'm not denying a mistake was made, but I'm human. It was just one number off. So she has to pay $351 to get her car back.
So stupid.
She goes, I'm retired. $350 is a lot of money. My income is fixed. I can't speak for everyone, but that's a big amount of money for me.
Darn right it is.
She goes, I've never missed paying my rent on time. I always pay on time.
Oh, this poor
woman. Always pay my parking pass on time. I've never missed a payment.
These spineless humans. These despicable scumbags. And you know, the problem is we're getting so deep into disgusting plots and ploys to get your money.
Yep.
It's just the worst, man. It is just the absolute worst. She needs to get Gephardt. I know she's in Texas, but
well, this is actually
sick mad on it.
The reason this story came out is because the Channel 4 station in Dallas is the essentially Gephardt equivalent.
So they're
doing a story on it. That's where I found the story.
Good. I hope they bust this towing company right in half. Yeah, there is a lot of good usage for towing companies. We know that. People get in a bind and a jam. They break down. You get a hauler. You get a wrecker out. You tow them out of there. Like, there's a lot of great usage.
Well, and also, too, like, if I'm paying for a parking spot and some guy is stealing my spot, then I want him towed.
It's really good usage.
Yeah, like,
it,
I get
really
that.
Is.
Yeah.
There's, like I said, there's really good usage. But there are also tow companies and different contracts and ways to just slime ball your way into making people pay money.
Yeah.
They can't do it. And it could greatly inconvenience them. You're right. There's a lot of moments where you should be towed. But stuff like this is a perfect example. These things have to be broken. We got to stop stuff like this.
Just a cash grab.
People,
that's all it is.
People are scamming so bad nowadays. Yep. And I know that people are trying to turn a profit. They buy a wrecker, they buy a tow truck, and they want to turn a profit. I understand business. But if we're doing it unconstitutionally, if we're doing it in a slime ball fashion, you need to look at yourself in a mirror and ask yourself, are you making an honest day's wage?
Yeah.
Or are you stealing from old women that were one number off from their workout stall that are on a fixed income? Because if that's you, I hope all the bad in the world falls right squarely on your face.
I'm with you. Hey, don't miss your chance to win big every week right here on The Zone. It's a Win Ticket Wednesday coming up this week. Probably one of the biggest tickets we've ever given away. Tim McGraw at the Delta Center on April 5th. So be listening to every show throughout the day. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets. See Tim McGraw at Delta Center Again, coming up on April 5th, listen to The Zone all day on Wednesday for your chance to win. Hands and Scotty, this is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.